This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we go back to 1949 as Coach Benny Oosterbaan and the Wolverines entered the season as defending back-to-back national champions. Michigan hoped to continue its remarkable 23-game winning streak that dated back to 1946. The season kicked off against the Spartans of Michigan State College in a game played 62 years ago today at the Big House. The more things change, the more they stay the same, and wouldn't you know it, the visiting fans from East Lansing had more on their minds than just football. Before the game, Spartan fans invaded Ann Arbor with the hope of executing a variety of pranks, or crimes, depending on your perspective. One group snuck into the stadium and painted the initials MSC in giant letters at midfield and used the paint to deface the press box windows. Another group carefully created a structure meant to close off the iconic engineering arch on campus. A wooden frame and 60 cement blocks were built, and when pieced together, would completely seal off the arch. They actually rehearsed the prank, and according to reports, apparently they could complete the stunt within 7 minutes. But shockingly, they clearly missed one key aspect of the plan, and that's the thought that a group of cars containing piles of out-of-town students alongside giant pieces of wooden frame and dozens of cement blocks just might raise the suspicion of local authorities. Sure enough, the plans of the 16 Spartan rapscallions were foiled before it even started. According to the AP, blocks, frames, and boys were packed and sent home. When they got around to play the game, over 97,000 fans filled the Big House to watch Oosterbaan and crew battle the Spartans. For Michigan, remnants of the Mad Magicians were still in place as 7 different Wolverines attempted passes on this day. All-conference halfback Chuck Ortman had the most success and connected with Irv Wisniewski for a touchdown. Michigan sealed the 7-3 win when they foiled another Spartan plot, namely their attempt to score on 4 passes from the U of M 15-yard line in the final minutes of the game. While Michigan's undefeated streak was eventually snapped by Army in Week 3, the Wolverines, led by All-American Alvin Moose Wistert, did reclaim their league title and finished number 7 in the final AP poll. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.